Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a brand new day. Today is the 16th day in the month of January 2026. The Lord is good. The Lord is kind. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is faithful. And unto Him we want to say thank you this morning. Please, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, What is Man? Part 6. What is Man? Part 6. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 23, I Surrender All. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 1 to chapter 4. We are done with the whole of Genesis. We are starting with Exodus chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse is taken from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, which says, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Bible reading is taken from Genesis 2 verse 7 and 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9 to 15. Verse 7 reads, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 9 to 15. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither as it entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of the man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, As I conclude this series today, I want you to know that God made man with the authority to operate in the physical, soulish, and spiritual realms. God made us this way so that while we are still living on earth, we can also have connections with him in heaven. God gave man a body so that he can live in the physical world, and a soul so that he can think, feel, and choose, like we see in Genesis 2 verse 7. Then in Job 32 verse 8, the Bible says that, But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. In other words, we can connect with God through our spirits. To receive inspiration from him. This combination makes us special and differentiates us from animals, plants, and even angels. In the physical realm, our bodies interact with the world through our physical senses, sight, touch, taste, hearing, and smell. Beyond that, we have a soul, we have a will, and We have emotions that allows us to think deeply, make decisions, and establish relationships. For example, you can look at people and discern their true intentions, even when they try to conceal them. The most important part of man, however, is the spirit. Our spirit allows us to connect with God. It is through our spirit that we hear from Him, understand spiritual truths, and receive Him into our hearts. Romans 8 verse 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death." In other words, if people operate in the physical and soulish realms, but their spirits are not connected to God, they are as good as dead because they are not operating in their full capacity as human beings. Beloved, paying attention to the physical realm only will cause you to pursue temporary and intangible things. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11, Solomon said, "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun." Focusing only on your emotions will cause you to be misled because your feelings cannot be trusted. If you make a decision based on how you feel when you are sad, for instance, before long, you might realize that you have made a terrible decision. The only way you can function in your full capacity and walk in God's perfect will for your life is when your spirit is connected to the Lord. Today's Open Heaven comes to the reflection that says, are you connected to God and submitted to Him? Or are you being controlled by your emotions and physical desires? May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praise-ready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotions. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praise-ready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.